Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. Hello, and welcome. And this week, today I was originally going to go into the history and story behind the song, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, having talked about last week the guy that wrote it, keep forgetting that I'm on an episode every 2 weeks, not every week, but instead, this week I'm actually going to talk about pretty much what I did this last weekend. See, Friday, my mom and dad, one of my sisters and myself, we went to the Holy Land Experience out in Orlando, Florida. And it was actually a pretty interesting trip. It was interesting to see it. This was my first time going there. And I'd always wanted to go there after I had heard about it. And surprisingly, I actually, to some extent, thought it was a bigger place than it actually is. But it was still a pretty fun experience. It's basically pretty much almost one big day-long show where they have pretty much three or four shows that they want that are pretty much for the entire park almost at once. One is Jesus at the Temple, which they do two times during the day. Then they have like this big performance that's in two parts, early afternoon, and they end the day with, or at least right now, they're ending the day with the resurrection of Lazarus. But then they also have a number of smaller shows that, basically between the bigger ones you go to, that some of them build off of the Jesus at the Temple or off of each other. So, it was a pretty interesting experience, but the one thing I really want to talk about is actually Saturday. Again, my mom, my dad, a different one of my sisters, and I went to a big conference in Orlando. It was a day-long conference, 12 hours, started at 10, ended at 10. And its primary focus was really on missions and evangelism. It was called The Send. It was actually some of the bigger name organizations that were involved with it was Youth with a Mission, YWAM, and Christ for All Nations. And the first thing I'd say is it was probably more intended for, I would say, the younger millennials, older Generation Z, because a lot of the focus beyond talking about just reaching Christ in our neighborhoods or to the nations, there was also a focus of taking Christ into your local high school or your local college. And that's why I pretty much say it was probably that, and a lot of the stuff seemed to be geared more towards that younger high school, college age group. But it was, I mean, if you want to talk about God working, there were, at one point they mentioned that there at the conference itself, they had over 500 people actually make a commitment to Christ. Basically, they made a commitment of salvation. They had over 4,000 that were, I think it was, that were wanting to take Christ to their neighborhoods. Over 2,000 or close to 2,000 that each for basically being willing to be basically missionaries to their schools, whether it's high school or college. Probably, I think there was like another 4,000 that were willing to, or interested in worldwide missions. They also had close to 20,000 that were committing to basically a 40-day fast of some sort for just kind of praying about how to go about living a life that's more like Christ. Again, there it was a long day. You probably see that I'm a little red. I actually posted on Facebook that the red of the sunburn brings out the green in my eyes. But it was packed. Anyone that watches sports, if you've watched the Pro Bowl, it was actually at the stadium that they have the Pro Bowl in. And if they didn't have people standing / sitting out on the field, they probably would have had every seat in that stadium filled, if not more. That's how many people were there. And again, they had some great speakers. Todd White, Francis Chan. And to be honest, it gave me some thoughts, some stuff to kind of think and pray about in regards to either reaching my community, my neighborhood, or even possibly at some point looking into international missions or just even missions within the U.S. and just praying kind of how God would lead me through all of that. But basically, it was, and again, even they were saying it was, a lot of it was really focused towards the younger generation, mobilizing them to basically get out, reach their communities, reach their schools, consider going out and reaching the world. And one thing would be kind of just to pray to strengthen this younger generation that's coming up, that's currently in high school, in college, that's even those in middle school that haven't quite gotten into high school, because they're right on the heels of those people. And it's, a lot of it's really that group that needs to be reached. So, a short episode, but just kind of almost an unscripted episode, if you remember that, those from last season. But just kind of what was on my heart from this conference, I just felt like talking about it. if there's anything to take away from this episode, it's just pray that God raises up those that he wants to reach, to go out and reach the world, whether it's within neighborhoods, within our country, within your country, within throughout the world, even in the schools, whether it's K through 12 or college, or pray about whether God's leading you to the mission field in one of those areas. So, again, this is Chuck Groover, and that's God at Work. Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes, and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.